This year is the year of Chinese tourism in Russia, which introduces China to Russian tourists, with about 300 theme events being held throughout the year. Tourism has been an important part in the bilateral exchanges between the two countries, aiming to boost exchanges and understanding regarding culture, society, and history. Pavel Fedosov, a young Russian, is one of those who are willing to come to China for travel.
For me, everything about China is amazing, and I believe everyone can find something interesting. Some people like the delicious food, some like the ancient Chinese architecture, history, calligraphy, and painting. In a word, China is attractive in every aspect.
Wang Zhifa, vice chairman of China's National Tourism Administration, said the country will provide more services to foreign tourists. Russian tourists could also benefit more from such policy.
In some mature travel markets and regions, we have implemented a visa-free entry policy. More provinces and regions will start offering such policies, making it more convenient for foreign tourists who come to China.
Looking at the bigger picture, China and Russia not only cooperate closely in tourism, but in a variety of areas in the economic and trade sector. China is now Russia's biggest trading partner, and Russia is a major trading partner of China. Particularly, energy cooperation is a highlight between the world's leading energy supplier, Russia, and consumer, China. Tao Wenzhao, senior fellow at the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, elaborates.
Russia is one of the largest oil exporters in the world, but actually Russia mainly exports energy to Europe. So Russia wants to diversify its export destinations. And China, we import a lot of energy, but our energy, more than 50%, is imported from Gulf region and then from Africa. So oil we imported from Russia is less than 10%. But it's also important, and we have a lot of potential to develop.
Some Russian experts say China has advantages in building or upgrading infrastructure, such as increasing railway capabilities for energy transport and trade. Wang Dongguang, chairman of the Development and Reform Commission of Heilongjiang, China's most northeastern province that borders Russia, also believes cross-border infrastructure is important.
This is the channel for bilateral trade between China and Russia. It used to be a bottleneck affecting trade. To solve this problem, China and Russia have been negotiating on key issues to cooperate.
China and Russia have set their target for bilateral trade at $100 billion by 2015 and $200 billion by 2020.